Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, 1927 to 2003, captured one of the axioms of modern public life when he said that everyone is entitled to his opinion, but not to his own facts. A generation later, the conservative commentator Ben Shapiro articulated something similar with his spunky battle cry, "Facts don't care about your feelings." At first glance, the idea strikes us as eminently reasonable. Insofar as our feelings or biases reflect our volatile passions, they can distort our grasp of reality. We should try to tune out that volatility, then, and base our judgments on the real truth of things, which can be found in cold, hard facts. Calculations of gross domestic product, crime statistics, medical data, indubitable historical events, not to mention the findings of basic science. Scratch beneath the surface of what seems like common sense, however, and you will find a philosophical claim that by no means is beyond doubt, namely, the truth is limited to these facts. In other words, to only that which can be observed with our senses, measured with our instruments, and generally expressed in mathematical language. All other claimants to the name truth, in this view, amount to less than trustworthy values, opinions, myths, emotions, or superstitions. This way of strictly equating truth with facts is a relatively recent development in the history of ideas. It emerged roughly 400 years ago out of the natural sciences, but soon came to color most people's approach to life as a whole. This scientific outlook isn't itself a scientific claim, mind you, yet it rests on the prestige of natural science and commands the allegiance of many top scientists and science popularizers. Granted, the same four centuries have seen advanced technological societies make tremendous strides in mastering the physical workings of nature. But the downsides should also be obvious by now. The reduction of truth to facts has degraded many of our public debates to rancorous and tiresome contests over who can marshal the most data or who can best shoehorn political or philosophical claims into pseudo-factual statements. Brexit spells disaster, experts say. The great war of facts entrenches us in a narrow range of issues and statistics, and we don't step back from it to examine our political systems as a whole. Our discourse rarely even reaches questions about what ought to be the shape, nature, and goal of our society. When we talk about beauty, love, grace, the virtues, and so on, the things that give life meaning and make it worthwhile, we are dealing with the seemingly non-factual. These things are real enough, to be clear, but they can't be rightly understood using the scientific method. Therefore, academic disciplines that treat such topics are held to be somehow provisional or second-rate. The quest for real knowledge, in this view, takes place nearby in the engineering, chemistry, biology, computer science, physics, and astronomy departments. But if love, grace, and other subjective experiences of the kind are as unreliable as proponents of the scientific outlook claim, then what is left to help us keep going? Can facts tell us why we should continue living when faced with moments of existential despair? Can scientific inquiry answer why, for humans, being is preferable to non-being? Why should my children think that life is worth passing on? Why should you and yours? In short, can the language of facts justify our lives?